I know, Jeremy, you've also had this look on your face. Like, that's incredible. I can't throw with one arm. But you know what? I can eat with both arms. And that brings us to another beloved summer pastime, the picnic. And here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, is with me and Jeremy in the studio for a quick look at what to bring.
Yeah. Hello there.
Hello.
Yeah. This past weekend, I was walking on the beach, and I also took a hike in the woods, and I saw picnickers everywhere. Yeah. It's that time of year when we want to get outside and spend as much time as possible. So I brought you a picnic.
This is gorgeous.
Isn't that pretty? So do you know what that is?
What is that?
Well, if I had to call it something, it's salad in a jar.
It is salad in a jar.
I layered all kinds of vegetables and fresh greens and creamy feta cheese and radishes from the garden.
Wow.
And the idea is that, you know, when you bring big salad bowls or if you keep all the elements separately, packing is so much a part of a picnic also. It gets complicated and you don't want to bring a lot of stuff. So I dress it at the last minute. You bring the dressing in a little mason jar and you've got yourself a layered salad.
And Robin is so traditional
so
that she has to put it on a plate.
I noticed
you
that, right?
You can't just eat it out of the jar.
But you can eat it out of the
jar, course,
right?
You're supposed to eat it out of the jar.
Okay,
I layered it aesthetically for you and now you've dismayed my whole aesthetic here. But we will move on. Very simple vinaigrette with it. I brought you fresh pickles. That's also really good French bread with delicious cultured butter, which is butter that's made with either yogurt or buttermilk in the starter, so it has a real zing.
I know half our listenership is saying this is just an excuse for them to eat. But
of course it is.
But no, you also...
But others can eat as well.
but you also have tips for what travels well.
Yeah, I mean, there's this really adorable new book called The Picnic that we'll link people to. But there are all kinds of ways to pack up picnics. You can use your kids' wagon, the red wagon. You can pile up a laundry basket. They talk about putting food into a stock pot or galvanized tin pails. The idea is that you want to bring foods that are portable, or you want to bring them in mason jars or plastic containers so that you can put elements together and you don't arrive at a picnic with a soggy salad or a sandwich that's seen better days. Better in some cases to bring the bread and the elements separately and put it together right on the spot.
Delicious. And now what about desserts?
Dessert. Yeah. Wow, she's fast. Okay. That is a rhubarb and raspberry sauce. You literally take rhubarb and chop it. You cook it with a little maple syrup and then raspberries, which are just starting. You could add strawberries.
And you've got this in a jar here. This is like
this is like a
layered dessert. Exactly.
It's a parfait. Right?
It's
a parfait, and it's not ice cream, so it can't melt. And I've layered it with thick Greek yogurt and a tiny drizzle of maple syrup. And, you know, that is just so much fun, that dessert, and so fresh and seasonal. And next to it, a cookie that I made up. Remember last time I was here, I talked about how I wasn't a great baker?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am now. This cookie is
delicious.
Everything's changed, right? This is an oatmeal raisin cookie with toasted coconut flakes and a speck of sea salt in it, and I'm quite proud.
And as you talk about all these things, by the way, we've got them all at our website, hereandnow.org, so listeners can follow along and find the recipes.
We got a minute here. Just some more tips for traveling.
Oh, just have fun. I mean, you could do an Italian. You don't have to cook even for a picnic. You could get fresh melon and prosciutto, some cheeses, some fig jam. You could do a Middle Eastern picnic with hummus and baba ganoush, pita chips, feta cheese, tomatoes and cucumbers. The all-American one, fried chicken, potato salad, coleslaw. Make sure you line the bottom of your cooler with ice packs and the top as well. You want to refrigerate and keep the food cool and safe on both top and bottom.
I just have to ask you, backing up, did you make these pickles?
I did not. Aren't they great?
They
I could have lied
I
so
you were
easily.
Say
I really could have gotten away with
she
it.
She does make them. She does make them.
I do. And
we
I've talked about them before. Of course I made those pickles.
But the point is, put pickles in a container. Take them with you on your picnic. And as Jeremy said, all the recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you so much for bringing this into us here in the studio.
The indoor-outdoor studio, right?
You're listening to Here and Now.